Hey, greetings, everyone.
Hello and greetings. It's Brother Two Posts with
Sister Amen.
You're a little slow there, Sister Amen, starting out.
I didn't know you pushed the button.
Well, I was pointing to you.
Oh.
I let her start out today.
All right, so I was a little slow on the point.
Yeah, hey, we're back to you. We're back to you to bring some edification today, and I think we have something kind of interesting today.
Yeah, a little.
First, we'll talk about our day. We basically had a nice, quiet day in a park. We worked online with Brother Kuo. And it was a beautiful day. Sister Amen did a whole bunch of van organizing.
Yeah.
And we got some studies done. And it was an awesome day.
I went to the laundromat.
We went to the laundromat. We got to dry our clothes outside. Yeah. Some gospel cards went out. So, yeah, it was a good, good day.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're joyous for that. We're thankful. And that leads us right to our topic. What's our topic for today, Sister Amen? Or kind of subject or topic or...
Something like practical thankfulness in van life.
In van life. Hey, we're in van life.
Yeah.
Practical thankfulness in van life.
Yeah, so I just came up with some topics, and I know you might be able to add to them or something. So I got a handful of topics here that are things to be thankful for in van life. So I'll just start with, like, I wanted to read 1 Timothy 6:8. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. And so the Bible tells us to be content with food and raiment, but there's many other blessings that we get.
Yeah, food
over
and raiment.
Above that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, praise God for food. Praise God for raiment, but there is other blessings we have.
Yeah, so like in van life, we always have to keep moving, so we're traveling. And so I have a list of things that I'm thankful for about travel.
When we travel, okay.
I'm thankful when we have safe travel.
Oh, yeah, no accidents yet.
Uh-huh.
The other day, woo, we had a close one.
Yeah.
But no accidents yet.
Yep. No breakdowns, not yet. Not along the highway.
We haven't been broke down along the highway. We did get stuck in front of a parts store one time, and I had to fix the van. We got it fixed, but...
Yeah, and so we haven't had to sit alongside the highway for hours because of a breakdown.
We praise God for that. But we're prepared if we have to.
And we have patience if all the opposite of that happens.
Yeah.
And we have to.
Yeah, because there may come a time we have to sit and wait for a tow truck for a day or something.
Yep. Good gas prices.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Yeah,
thankful
like
for that.
Some of that, yeah. And I have a gas app that gives cash back.
Oh, yeah.
Certain things. So right. I'm thankful for that.
I got one.
Yeah.
Free water at the gas stations.
Water's another
topic. Oh, you got another one on there. Okay.
That's a topic.
Yeah, that is a topic. Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah, it's quite a life we live out here on the road.
Oh, yeah. And seeing God's creation while we travel.
Oh, yeah. We saw it today.
Oh, yeah.
We were by a park that had a river right there, and there was all kinds of birds and squirrels, and we didn't see any, but there's manatees in the water, crocodiles, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Alligators and... things like
we
that.
Did see our neighbor's dogs, but that's a whole other story I'm not even going to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Freedom to move around.
Yep.
We keep moving. And it puts us in front of people from all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's true. The gospel. And thankfulness on travel when we only have to move a couple times in one day.
Right, yep.
That's a big thankfulness.
Yeah, van life's all about moving.
Yeah, and then also thankful when we have, like, slow traffic in country roads, which we're not in right now.
Yeah, down here in Florida, it's like boom, boom, boom. These roads are like racetracks. Everybody's always screaming everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are what I had, just a few for travel.
Okay.
And then water.
Water is always...
very thankful for water.
Yeah, we're always looking for either drinking water or just regular water to use for washing up and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we get it free because Brother Two Posts gets our drinking water from the... and the ice from the gas stations.
Yep, they give it to us free when we get gas and buy other things there.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And then sometimes they have water outside.
Yep, spigots. Yep, or we find it in a park.
Yeah, and we can fill up our hand wash.
Yep.
And I can wash clothes and things like that. Sometimes we use river water and
yep.
lake water if we yep. have to. And here's a funny one. Sometimes when we go to the park, you might have to walk across like the length of a football field to get across from the parking to the
yep.
water.
Exercise.
And it's nice when it's close and you don't have to. It's good exercise when you do. Oftentimes there's birds in the field you
yep.
get to watch.
Yeah.
And it's a funny one. It's nice when you can put the whole jug underneath the water fountain instead of not one cup at a time.
Right, right.
So Those are just simple things. And it's good when the water doesn't stink. You know, like if you got to wash your clothes in water and things like that, or smell like chlorine and things like that. And then it's nice when I can wash clothes and the water's not ice cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's that's definitely a big perk.
Maybe that just gives, so far though, I got a few more things. I just thought some of these would give like an insight into what real van life is like, just a glimpse.
I got to go back to the other one, or maybe the early ones. I'm thankful for no speeding tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, because you're pretty good about watching the speed.
Yeah, I try to. I'm also thankful about nobody breaking in our van and crime and stuff like that.
Oh, good point, yeah.
That's another good one.
Like, yeah. Clothes. We talked about being thankful for food and raiment.
Yep.
Well, raiment is clothing, and I'm really, really super thankful when I have enough water to wash clothes. And, like, today we went to the laundromat because I fell behind a little bit, and then...
Super cheap laundromat.
Oh, yeah. And so then I just go ahead and grab everything I can to
wash. So the money you saved on drying, because we dried them outside in the sun, almost paid for the clothes washing.
Yep, and that's another thing I'm thankful for. Warm weather to dry it with all the wind.
It was windy today.
Yeah, it was awesome. And it's a bonus to hang them in the sun for a while.
Yep.
Because oftentimes you got to hang them in the van because you can't just, like, put them outside. And it is really nice to have a private place to wash clothes when I do hand wash, which is often, and not have to hurry.
Right.
You know, so those are just a few on clothes.
Did you cover food already? You covered food and raiment, right?
Not food yet.
Oh, food's coming up.
Yeah, I don't really have these in order.
All right, that's
They're just kind of like random thoughts I was putting in. Power. Power from the generator.
Yeah, sometimes we get power at parks where they give you the free power, so we get that. We charge up stuff there.
Yep.
But, we got the generator that we run.
Yep. Yeah, and I rejoice every time the generator starts.
Yep.
Yeah, because might not start.
That's never taken for granted, although we do have a backup generator.
Yeah, we do. And then I'm really thankful for it, and I want to make sure, you know, just like we redeem the time that we have, I want to make sure I redeem the power that we have, because you got to pay for the gas that goes in there, which isn't really that much.
So that means we plug everything in when we're charging.
Yeah, exactly. And I cook a lot of things ahead when I can, and then it runs a really long time on one fill-up, so I'm really thankful for that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's awesome to have that power right with us.
Yeah, you cook with it, charge up with it,
Parking.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, every night at the end of a day when you're tired, it's nice to have a nice, safe, quiet parking place to stay at. And especially when it's free. A lot of places let us stay for free, so.
Well, 99.9% of them, the only time it's not is if we got to go to a campground or something. So when we're parking, I'm super, super rejoicing when it's flat.
Flat. Yeah, that's good.
It's not crooked.
Yeah,
it's one thing people don't think about in van life. You're often at a slant. Not every parking lot is flat.
How about when it's not near the drain and it's not stinky?
I got a stinky one in here.
Yeah. Sometimes it's smelly. Sometimes we park near like swamps and it's really stinky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, or like I got the one not having the sewer guy working by you.
Yep.
We had that one time. It was pretty bad.
Yep.
And so it's really nice, like, if you could have a tree or a bush right by the door, you know,
where
you can open it up in the summer. Or if we can park, like, at a park by some grass. It's nice to have quiet neighbors.
Quiet neighbors, yeah. Uh-huh. We usually do pretty good. Although Brother Koo said the last two nights we stayed at a place, some guy in a diesel truck would park right behind him and would sit there eating, I guess, a breakfast from the place we parked at for an hour and a half with his truck running. It's not cold, and it's not hot. I don't know why this guy runs his truck for an hour and a half, but he would run his diesel truck. But at least it's in the morning when he's up already. He's not sleeping.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thankful when there's no music blaring out of the store all night long.
Yep. Walmarts tend to do that.
Yeah. And you already mentioned that it was safe. That's good. And then really thankful when we have shade in the heat or sunlight in the cold.
Right.
And when the weather is, like, not raining all the time or not freezing cold.
Yep.
It's nice to have nominal weather, even if you're hot and cold, but not to the extreme.
That's why we go south in the wintertime as van dwellers, because it it's a lot better for our witnessing, and it does help in van life as well.
Yeah. And how about this? Not getting run over in the parking lot.
Yeah, it's the most dangerous place. You probably, if I ever get killed by a car, it's going to be probably in a parking lot, because people drive like crazy through those things.
Oh, they do. And, you know, it's really funny. Not funny, it's interesting. we'll park way off to the side, and it's like everybody drives right next to our vehicle.
It's
right
weird.
Next to our vehicle.
Yeah. It is strange.
Yes. You get
parking lots are dangerous.
Yeah, but they're not. It's really nice when you don't have people running around the parking lot at midnight.
Amen.
Or walking around your vehicle at 3 a.m.
Yep. Yep.
And then, it's really awesome to have window covers that people can't see.
Right. Nice to have privacy.
Yeah. So those are some simple van life ones.
Yeah.
How about food?
Food.
You mentioned food earlier.
I was going to say, how about when you could buy something 2-for-1 like today you did with those breads?
Oh, that's a good deal. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got some garlic flatbreads. And
buy one, get one free.
I went and got some more because it's like super, super cheap.
Yeah.
Very healthy, easy meal
to make.
We're
sharing it with Brother Cool, and it's really tasty.
You throw cheese.
You made it tonight. It was delicious with eggs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I scrambled up eggs, and I put it on top of cheese and then put it in my sandwich maker. So, yeah, that was pretty awesome. Yeah, so simple foods are something I'm really thankful for. It saves a lot of time. And the discount food stores like the Denton Benson stuff that we get to go to, or like Brother Tupo said, the sale ads. I'm really thankful for an app that I have that gives me all the sales in the area as we travel.
Right.
And then I have a cashback app.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have a few of them, and I have receipt apps. So every time I buy something, I can run my receipt through several different apps that builds up points and things like that.
And when it's applicable.
Yeah, applicable, right, yeah. So I'm thankful for the fast meals we have because they're simple, repetitious.
Yep.
You know, we're thankful for that because we're not, like, really picky or anything. And I'm really happy about my low-watt cook pots that I have in the sandwich cooker and my egg cooker. That
oh, yeah, those
on
are a blessing.
Generator. Yeah, I can run them all at the same time.
I'm thankful for when you go into, like, discount stores like Big Lots and you find dried fruit and things like that, clearance sale, discounted out.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that. Or there's a chain down here called Ollie's. Every once in a while you find a good deal there.
Sometimes
or there's some discount food stores around that we like to go to.
Oh, yeah. As we travel, I always look ahead to see what's there.
Yeah.
To be best frugal with our money and everything.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. And you know what the interesting thing is? We always end up witnessing.
Yeah, we do.
Everywhere we go,
always.
We try to witness, yeah. And then here's just a handful of random things that I just threw in here.
Random things.
I have an air freshener that is a USB that you can plug it into a little tiny
phone charger
battery.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just put essential oils in it, and it's just a little fan that blows it around. It's not like the heat kind of.
It de-stinkifies the van.
Yeah, it does. It's really nice.
And like you opened up Kipper Snacks tonight, and the van smelled like fish.
Right, yeah, so you can have that. Rechargeable lights.
Oh, yeah.
Those are awesome. And the ones that we have also have like a little bug zapper.
Bug zapper, yep.
And rechargeable fans. We have sizes.
Those fans are a blessing.
Yeah, and then we have like a little alcohol fire heater that we use, and then we have like a little watt heater for the generator if it's running when it's a little colder. And then this right here, I am so thankful for the vent fan that we have on the ceiling.
For the what?
The vent.
Oh, yeah, the Max Air fan.
Yeah,
makes a big difference.
Thing is incredible.
Plus all of our windows that we open and vent.
Oh, yeah.
At the van.
Yeah, Brother Two Post put 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't know, how many windows did you
put
in?
Yeah, we got like 5 windows in there we can open up.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty awesome. So we get a lot of airflow through here, which is really good. How about this? We're really thankful for a good data reception so we can upload our videos and audios from street preaching and teaching and things like that.
Yep, do the work of the ministry.
Yep. Thankful for health that we have.
Yeah.
Even though we got to struggle a lot lately, it seems.
We're pushing through.
Yeah.
We're not dead yet.
No. No, we're just going to keep going.
Yeah.
What other choice do we have? To whom shall we go?
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. And then it's pretty awesome because we get to see all kinds of people and situations out here, and we get to learn from it, witness in it. Just the experiences help make you grow.
Yeah.
And then I'm really thankful for some of the shipping drop boxes that they have. So, like, if we know we're going to be in an area and something's going to come in a couple days, we can order it because that's pretty hard to do when you're not in a house. And then here you go. You're going to like this. We find things that other people have either lost or thrown away.
Oh, yeah. What did I find just today?
Let me think. I'm going to think for a minute. My mind
at the gas station.
Oh, an umbrella, a big one.
I found a big, nice aluminum. We have umbrellas, they're plastic. This is an aluminum umbrella. I found it laying in the driveway at the gas station. It's awesome.
It's got a nice wooden handle. Oh, yeah,
it's a beautiful umbrella.
And it's a solid
color. A broken one. We could throw that one out and replace it with this one.
Yeah, good one. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
How about truck running board? We found that several years
ago. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A big rubber mat.
Yeah.
Actually, a couple of them.
Pruning saw.
Yep, I got, is that would be the arbor cutting saw?
Yep.
Is that what that is? Yeah, a broom.
Yep, a broom.
And a metal piece for the side of your toolbox.
Yep.
Found random hardware, like...
Oh, yeah.
Washers and, yeah, all kinds of things. A metal rack.
Oh, yeah.
And we use that in a couple different areas. And money and change laying.
Oh, yeah, money and change, yeah. I found $5 laying in the store the other day.
So. Yeah, and we just find all kinds of things out here. I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, that was just, I was just kind of poking away some of the notes, you know. As
I'm thankful for a nice memory foam bed.
Oh, I never even...
Being old like us, a bed where you can get a good night's sleep on is pretty important.
Yeah, you know what? How could I forget that? Because I use that a lot.
Yeah, I'm also thankful for a big white van that has lots of spots to put gospel signs on.
Yeah, and you know what? I had that at the top, and my thing ended up skipping through there. Yeah, the gospel signs on the top.
Yeah.
And then, here, wait a
minute. Oh, you're happy for your...
Yeah, hold on.
You're happy for your... Your happy horn.
My happy horn. I love it because
she uses it every day.
Yeah, we put our gospel signs on the van, and as we're driving, when we see people walking down the sidewalk, they might not be paying attention, so I honk before they...
And we wave.
Before we get to them, and we wave and honk, and then they
most of them, I'd say 90% of them look up and smile.
They do, and they get to see the big sign on the front,
right.
Repent to Jesus, and then if they didn't quite catch that, they can see us going by on the side and on the back.
Yeah.
There's signs all over, so.
Yeah, most of them, some of them give us a stink eye, but most people are pretty happy about that.
Yeah, they are. So there's like a whole bunch of things that I'm
really happy for. All kinds of things to be thankful for.
Simple things give you a glimpse into the van life. And then I had a couple scripture verses. Philippians 4:12. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need.
Amen.
So in van life, you know, we do have a lot of luxuries compared to what they had to have or what they had before when they were preaching the gospel, as we read in the Bible and stuff. We have a lot of that. But yet, compared to being in a house, we have a lot of trials that we have to deal with in van life.
Yeah, so definitely.
It makes us extra thankful for what we do have. And then I have one more verse, but I didn't know.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And that's one thing that we've learned out here. God will supply everything that we need,
and
even more. But we have no need to worry. We just trust in him that what we need, he will take care of.
Amen. Whether that's preaching or witnessing or day-to-day things, I've got Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So we try to be thankful and we try to live in a manner that blesses God's name.
Yeah,
and that means be obedient and faithful to him.
Yeah.
And then Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body. Be ye thankful.
Amen.
Yeah, I like that. Be ye thankful.
Very thankful in so many different things.
Amen. Amen. Today, we did a couple, you did some readings.
I did a bunch of them to try to finish up on the audio Bible readings.
Right.
And Proverbs.
And those will be up on the Ecclesia page. And then Brother Kuo did a really good study on pre-trib rapture exposed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
How he went through the scriptures and pretty much refuted and showed what the Bible does say. Pre-trib rapture is a lie. Christ is coming back to get his people at the end of the tribulation. We're going to have to endure the tribulation. And then I did a study on rebellion as the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness is as idolatry. And I talked about how we know people, a person recently, stubborn and rebellious. And I did an audio teaching on it, how It's easy to say I'm stubborn and rebellious. That sounds a lot better than saying I'm an idolater and I'm into witchcraft. But they're all the same thing.
Yeah.
So you can check out those studies and those that teaching at the Ecclesia Gathering Area.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Anything else, Sister Robin?
Tomorrow, I think you said something about maybe doing a couple, some chapter.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to be doing some, Brother Kuhn and I are going to do some more scripture chapters that we discuss. And then I think we're going to be getting into a few more studies, and I got some more testings to work on, and we're getting ready for a preach on Friday.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that Thursday night.
Yeah, I think we did already.
Yeah, but we'll talk about it a little bit more. Yeah. I got to get a testing up for this preach that we're going to. So,
yeah.
So it'll be awesome. So lots of good things going on.
Yeah.
If the Lord gives us tomorrow, we're going to strive tomorrow.
Amen. We're going to be thankful for so many things, and maybe one of these days, I know I did a spiritual thankfulness for van life, but maybe we can do one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go do that.
And tomorrow morning we might hit a marketplace and spend some time there with Brother Kuo, so we'll see how that all goes.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Check out that Ecclesia Gathering Area. Check out all the resources that don't perish. Mostly check out the gospel. Make sure you're born of Christ. Did the gospel change your life, Sister Robin?
Oh. It lifts my heart and I rejoice. Yep. Amen. The day I heard it, my life was changed. Praise God.
And you know what? The joyous thing is, no matter what people do, no matter how people around you let you down, no matter how the culture lets you down, God never lets you down. Keep your eyes on Christ. AOC, all eyes on Christ. And when men fail and they're stubborn and rebellious, God has a way to just bring you peace and joy, and you just keep going.
And he's faithful, and that's interesting. You said that the sister's post, I didn't post it yet.
Yep.
I'm going to finish it before, and when I add this up.
Yep.
It has in there what you just said.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, we love you all. Till next time, the Lord gives us another day. We'll be back.
May God be praised.
Love y'all.